Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the 17th of June already. The second week in June. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning to you. I hope everyone's tuned in. Today, we're still talking on this topic of journaling. This is the third day. First, we talked about, you know, certain styles of journaling, and if you have not heard that, you can go back and listen to archives. Yesterday, we talked about positive and negative and how effective it can be in your life. Sometimes we go through things, we face things, and we're like, my God, do I have to go through this again? But that's all the name of the game, you know. Sometimes you just need to bring the energy and just forget about everything that's going on, because the more you think about it, the more frustrated and angry you get. And I'm going through it right now, you know. But it's about your behavior. This morning's call was about behavior. I had a call. I have a call every morning, two or three calls, and one of my calls is said behavior. You know, how are you going to behave when the storms and the frustrations and the darkness comes and you just don't know what to do? How are you going to behave when life just tries to knock you down and say you're going to be here for the rest of your life? You know, and sometimes guess what? God's going to bring it. God is doing it instead of the devil. So what are you going to do? You know, you can't fight God and say, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go through this test and trial. You're going to have to go through it. And it's hard, I know, because it's hard for me right now. But things have to get better, and you got to look at the bright side instead of the negative side. Pray for me. I have a long day ahead of me. But let's see if Dr. Arlene Stan is on the line this morning. We will be on, ladies and gentlemen, next week as well, Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. But let's see if she's on the line this morning. Good morning. Good morning. That's Arlene Stan.
Good morning. I am here. Mic check 1, 2. Mic check 1, 2. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I do, loud and clear.
Well, I'm loud and clear, present and accounted for this morning. Just so happy. Once again, another day to solve problems. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Another day to just
solve
whatever that problem is and be so positive and happy about doing so. So I am happy to be here with you this morning, Jamie, to discuss our journaling and doing things in a positive manner and just whatever the topic of discussion might be. Wherever the Lord leads us this morning, I am sure that the listening audience would want to chime in and be a part as well. So I'm just happy over here this morning. Happy, happy, happy. You know, I was looking at pictures of my brother, who, of course, is deceased, passed away last Thursday. But I was looking at pictures while we were visiting with him at my niece's wedding last August. And to see the smiles and everything on his face and the joy and, wow, it just painted such an awesome picture in my mind of a remembrance of him and something that I'll be able to keep with me from now until as long as that video works. I'll be able to have that remembrance of him. So I am so happy this morning to just be here. Yes.
So you have a video or a picture of him?
Both. It's a, you know, while everyone else, and this is, what's that thing they say, shameless plug, while everyone else was rolling their video cameras or their phones, I had my full-fledged laptop out with it opened, and here I am videoing with my full laptop opened, so you can get the picture, and I'm panning around the room, looking at everything, to the degree that my great-niece comes over, and she goes, she's like maybe 7, and she comes over and she goes, okay, and what are you doing? And I'm saying, you know, I'm videoing, taking pictures, but I have the full laptop, not the traditional video or cell phone camera or anything like that, but it was able to get some excellent footage of my brother, him smiling and laughing, him dancing with his gorgeous wife, and him being a happy father on that day in August. So it gave me something to even journal about more, some happy times. So that's why I'm so happy this morning. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow, that's awesome. And
yes.
See, that's the other thing that is so real, which is not really real. Sometimes when you go over somebody's family's house, you don't know what God's plan is for them.
Mm.
You don't know that they're going to pass or they're going to, you know, leave this earth before you even thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just never, never know. And see, you don't know the health issues that he's probably been dealing with. I don't know if you do or not. But, you know, nobody knows, like I said, nobody knows the day nor the hour when someone's going to go. So the best way to do it is to go about, you know, spend time with them now. Because you never know. You just never, never know. And that's so awesome, you know, that you can, like I was saying yesterday, that you can talk about it and remember the good times, because I know myself with one of my family members, a couple of times I was like, oh, I'm not able to talk about it, you know. But it's good that you took pictures and you took video and you just had that time to spend with them, because most people don't do that.
Right.
Most people don't do that.
And you're right, Jane, because, you know, and this is a part of journaling, too, because in times of, like, grief and in times of sorrow, and people are saying condolences, and there comes the grief and sorrow, but then there comes the healing. And journaling can be the first step to your healing if you are writing down those thoughts as they come to you. And this is the thing about journaling. There are no rules. It's not like you have to totally be positive about everything. If you are upset and everything, then you certainly may and are free to journal the fact that I'm upset right now. You know, this is my brother. This is my cousin. This is my uncle. This is my aunt. And they're gone now, and I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And if that's what your feelings are, you want to be true to you in your time. And then I think that will help you when it comes to being able to cope. So now you have an outlet. So understand that journaling can be that outlet for you as well. Because it will help you to, it'll help you to be able to cope with the situation when it comes to you. So when people, because some people can bring you down in these times. They'll come, girl, I know your loss, and I'm so sorry about what happened. What happened to him, and what was wrong with him? And, you know, people will bring you down if you allow them to.
Yep.
But if you use the journaling as a healing for you, as a mechanism to help you cope through the situation, then you begin to understand, yes, I'm going through, but at the moment I'm able now to put down my feelings at this moment. Even if I go back and read it later, I can say, but that's what I was feeling at that moment. I might not be feeling that way right now as I'm journaling and writing this time, but at that moment when it happened, the way that I was able to cope with it was to take my thoughts, my feelings, and put them into my journal. And therefore, I can look back and say, wow, look at how I've grown. Look at how I've accepted this even more now than what I did back in 2014 or whatever the date. You see, so journal to help you cope even in your loss. That would be my thing for today. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow. And that's so true, because actually, you know, when you're talking about grief, most people don't want to hear about it. Most people want to sit there and moan and groan and let you feel sorry for your neighbor, your friend, your relative. You know, most people want to, you know, how they put on Facebook, you know. They put on Twitter, they put on Instagram, you know, this person died or that person died. And, you know, it's nice, you know, to feel sorry for a person, but it's also nice if you can put it down on the piece of paper, everything, your thoughts, your feelings, the thing that you're thinking about, so that...
Exactly.
You know, you know, later on, you can look back at that and say, wow, I've really grown, because now, a month or two later, I can really sit here and talk about it without crying, not and everything else. So, you know, it is. It's a healing process. But, everybody's different. Everybody is different. But, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today, if you have just tuned in, is, you know, Arlene's brother has passed, and we were talking about journaling, and we're talking about the different styles of journaling. And sometimes in your life, pain hits, grief hits, frustration hits, anything that you're going through hits. And for me, I don't always have that person, body there, that counselor, that mentor there, to sit there and to listen. So that's one of the reasons why I made up this platform of journaling, because it is vitally important that you write down something. I don't care if it's one word. Write down something, you know, whatever you're going through. If you say, well, nothing's coming to my mind, well, just sit there for a moment and look at the pages. Maybe something will come to you, you know. But everybody's going through something, whether it's grief, whether it's pain, whether it's health issues, whether, you know, somebody's going through something. And you cannot always, like I said before, you can't always call your best friend, because they're going through a lot too. You know, I was just texting one of my friends, and she said, girl, I have a long day ahead of me. I said, girl, I do too. But I said, you know, I'm trying to behave. I'm trying to, you know, be nice, you know, because it's just such a long, long day. And by the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I need to go home and get my bed, you know. But, you know, you got to learn how to behave and be nice and small and, you know, just keep on going. And that's also something to journal about. If you are having the longest days of your life, that's something you should be journaling about. And I believe I will be taking my journal with me. You know, just trying to journal through the day. Sometimes that's even good. You know, certain situations that things go on and you just want to journal through your day. You know, okay, this went on, that went on. But how are you feeling right now after that situation or that family member did something to you? You know, write down all those feelings, those emotions, and just write it down. Make it plain, you know. The Bible says write the vision and make it plain. Sometimes you need to write it so plain so that if I come in your room and read it, it's just plain and simple, like, wow. So sometimes even, Arlene, maybe what you could do is write down what went on, like, in the room and how you felt and the feelings and, you know, the family members that were there and then the family members that weren't there, you know, and really revisit the situation, because that was the last time. And I never thought about it that way when I was going through the situations in my life. I never thought about going through or even sitting down and rewriting what I went through at that time when I was in the grieving stage. And sometimes I still go through it, you know, with my grandma, you know, leaving, you know. It's almost been a year, I think, in October. But still, you sometimes you want to revisit the situation, revisit who was there, revisit who wasn't there, and just, mm-hmm. you know, sit there and sit there with God and just say why, you know. Sometimes you need to go through that question process as well, just
yes.
to make things known.
Mhm. Yes, I agree.
So what do you say to the people out there that are going through grief today? You know, what do you say to them?
I would say to them to, you know, just what you said, to assess where you are. That's the first thing you want to do. Just assess where you are and come to grips with where you are today and understand that where you are today, we pray, is not where you're going to be 2-3 years from now, not in the same feelings, because there are people who can hold on to a grudge for eternity. They can remember back when, and they won't release it and they won't let it go. But when you're journaling, that's one of the things that you want to be able to do so that you can be healthier, because you know I'm all about the health. So that you're healthier, you want to have an outlet, and that journaling mm-hmm. can be that outlet. And like Jamie said, as you're writing questions, you can even question yourself, you know, okay, God, help me to understand why this happened at this time, and help me to know what is it that I should be doing right now, and how can I get my family members involved. So you can form the questions, like Jamie said, so that you're able now, better able to cope with what's in front of you, and then become the problem solver that I was talking about earlier. Because I'm thinking, okay, how, knowing that my sister-in-law is taking this very hard because that's her dear husband, a man that she truly loved, and knowing that my other siblings and seeing what's happening to them around me as a problem solver, I said, how can I be stronger for them this time? Not like what I had to put in the book Sweats, where I didn't grieve and I turned to food and food became my outlet. See, instead of this time allowing the food to be the outlet, now I can allow the writing. Thus, there are several other books now that are going to come out. You know, God is showing me you got other books in you that need to come out. So this
wow.
can be healthy, yes. So when you're journaling, understand, remember, you're just writing things down like you did with your diary. Write it down. James said it. Write the vision, make it plain. Write it down, and you'd be surprised how the Lord will bring things to you and help you to see your purpose for being. So my question to God was, okay, God, what is my purpose in this whole thing? You see the whole picture. Why? Show us a little glimpse of what the message is that you have for us, for my brother being taken home to be with you at but a young, tender age of 59 years old. Help me to understand
mm-hmm.
that. And as he's helping me to understand that, Jamie, through journaling, he's saying, you write it down. I'm going to show you how to take what you've written down, put it so that millions of people will be helped as a result of it, and now you become a problem solver instead of adding to the problem. So, you know, I would tell people, aim for the highest thing that you can, and that's God. Aim to write your information down, write your thoughts down, so who knows, and be realistic about it. Please be realistic about it. Don't pretend and put stuff down. Don't sound like you. Don't start writing. And you know the philosophy of the arrogance of the no. If you are not accustomed to writing big profound words, then don't put big profound words down as you're journaling and going back and having to say, what in the world did I write? Let me get a dictionary to see what that word meant that I put in there right there. No, be you. Be you. Do you. Practice you. Be yourself. So that's what you want to do, is put yourself on the paper exactly the way you feel and exactly who you are. Those experiences, and then you'll see that all the dots will begin to connect for you, and you'll be like, Oh, so that's why I felt that way on Monday, as you're looking back, and it'll help you as you move forward. Back to you, Jamie.
Also, I was thinking, while you were talking, I was thinking, and you said your sister-in-law is going through.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe you can do like a family journal day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have mm-hmm. everybody come and sit and you know, everyone get a notebook, you know, and say, okay, for the next month, this is something that we're going to do as a family. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could spend time with your sister and say, hey, you know, I know you're going through as well, so this is something we're going to do together. You could do them one-on-one, or you could do it as a group. And that's what I love about journaling. You could do it so many different ways, and these are some just different styles of journaling you can do. You could do it as a family. You could do it one-on-one. You could, it's just so many ways. You could do it, at, you know, in a business atmosphere and say, everyone, okay,
mm-hmm.
just write down one word, and we're going to draw off that one word. It's just a lot of different ways you can do it. And if you, you know, if you know somebody who's really, really going through it and can't seem to face it and so distraught, so upset, and oh, my goodness, then it's time for them to sit down in the journal and say, look, I'm going to sit here. We're going to do this together. Not she do it and you just sit there and look at her. You do it with her and say, okay, I'm going to write down some thoughts, and you write down some thoughts, and we're going to do this together and make it happen in our journal.
Wow.
So that's what I love about journaling, too. It's a different style, you know. A lot of times, you know, when you have, you know, frustration problems, or you have, you know, somebody's always being angry, someone's always been argumentative, someone always has the attitude. Someone always
mm-hmm.
has something going on in their family or in their marriage or something. You can even do it as in a marriage. You know, you could sit down and journal together. You know, it's just something about journaling that has a big effect when you sit down and you put those words on the paper, because
mm-hmm.
it's something different. And then, even to make it more effective, you can switch papers after you're done. Say, okay,
mm-hmm.
you read my notes, I read your notes. And this is how we're going to deal with it from now on. To make it better, and, you know, what are some, you know, and just talk it out, you know. But I know a lot of families don't like to talk out stuff, because you see these reality shows and you see everything. You know, you look on, you know, all these reality shows today, and you see all the arguments and stuff, and they're
mm-hmm.
always stomping out the room. And that's, you know, about majority of the family. And most families don't sit down and just talk it out. They always,
right.
you know, the emotion comes up, the attitude comes up, and, you know, things go on, and you're like, oh, my goodness, and people run out the room, people just leave in, and you're like, well, what just happened? But there has to be a time when family can all come together and just sit down and show all their emotions at one time. There
mm-hmm.
has to be. There has to be.
Wow.
And if you can't, then let's do it separately.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it separately. You know, you
mm-hmm.
do it this way, I'll do it that way. You take that group, I'll take this group, and then we'll switch. You know, there has to be a solution to every problem that we go through, because we are
yes.
problem solvers.
Yes. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, you said that, and you, as you were talking, you made me think about the word aim. You know, it's like you want to aim for something. And I was thinking about a target. When people are target shooting, they're aiming for something. So we want to take aim this morning, and take aim means this. What we want to do is aspire. Aspire to put what it is that we're doing down. Aspire to get the word out that you're journaling. And you want to be intentional. That's the I. Whatever you're doing, make sure it's intentional. Even as you're writing in your journal, you're opening it with the intention of putting your thoughts, actions, whatever it is. And then you want it to be meaningful. Meaningful that you know now there's an outlet. You know now that there's something that you can go back to. You know now that you are doing things with a purpose, which is what Jamie just said. So why don't you take aim this morning to aspire, be intentional, and then to do everything being meaningful. Aim towards getting the goal that you have accomplished or you set out for yourself. And that goal as you aim this morning could be simply to start the journal or complete what you were doing or write the questions or do what Jamie just said and said you're going to have a family journaling time or just whatever it is, but aim for something. So if you don't aim to get the journaling done, then guess what? You won't get it done. So this morning you go out and you aspire, be intentional, and be meaningful as you begin to journal today. Back to you, Jamie.
We are out of time already.
Oh, wow.
So how can we get in touch with you if we need any of your products or your books or any of your tapes, or how can we get in touch with you?
Jamie, you can get in touch with me at arlenesweats@gmail.com. You may go on the Facebook at Arlene Span Sweats, or you certainly may go to the website at www.arlenespansweats.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So in the midst of your grieving process, you can still journal and have an awesome, awesome life. You don't have to sit there and just look guilty, look tired, look sad. You know, I understand there's some days when you just want to lay in the bed and just say, look, I'm not getting out of the bed. But, you know, there's some days when you're so emotional, you just eat everything in the fridge. But that's not the way to go. Journaling is another process besides just eating everything in the fridge, eating the whole cake, the whole pie, and not getting anything else done through your day. So, Arlene, you're taking it very well, and I'm excited to see you come through the other side.
Yeah.
The other side. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us. We will be back on next week, Monday through Wednesday. I might put in the extra day, but I'm not sure yet. I have to see how my time goes. But I want to thank you for joining me. And don't forget to journal. Journal is something that is very, very important. And it's something, actually, again, that you can do throughout your day. It doesn't have to be all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we make it bigger than it already is, you know, and we think, oh, my God, but it's not something. But I want to thank you for joining us for another episode of Jamie's Journal, and have an awesome, awesome week. And I will see you back here on Monday at 10 a.m. God bless.